When Brother Simba mentioned, when he asked about how can you know that you're called, he mentioned, later on he mentioned about believing on the name of Jesus Christ, am I right? And faith. What? Believing on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and faith is one of the things that you can be sure that you are saved. I was checking with Romans chapter 10, verse 9, yes, that if you confess with your mouth, from your heart, that the Lord is, and Jesus was raised from the dead,
amen,
you shall be saved.
Amen.
That moment that I confess, that moment that I put my trust and faith in Jesus and believe on Him, is it not a good assurance that I might know that I belong? I now 100% sure that if I die today, I'm going to heaven. I'm now a son of God. Because you mentioned some of the scriptures that can show me clearly that now I belong to the family of God. But this is one of the scriptures that I'm just using, that my confession from my heart, because it's not something that I'm doing outside, it's something that is happening inwardly.
Amen.
Is it not one good way of knowing that now I belong to the house of God, to the family of God?
Yeah, I would say that, Romans 10 verse 9 and 10. He's saying, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart that God is raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And he explains, because with the heart man believes to righteousness, with the mouth confession is made of salvation. Amen. Amen. I just always am, I want to make sure also that people understand the aspect of the Spirit actually entering into your heart and there being a change in your heart, in your relationship to God, and where the Spirit has given you assurance. Because I've met many people who, you know, they prayed and asked Jesus to save them when they were 5. They prayed and asked Jesus to save them when they were 11. And then they seem to have no desire to do God's will. They seem to have no desire to know God. They know the Bible verses. And they point to a time and they see, I received Jesus, I'm going to heaven. But there's no evidence of the Spirit in their life. So that's why I always want to bring the other aspect to the table. But yes, a true heart of faith and that confession that comes out of the heart is one of the proofs. Amen. Absolutely. I'm in complete agreement with that.
Yeah. Sure. Thank you.
But I think you don't want to just stop there, because there's many other proofs in the Scripture.
Yeah.
Romans 8, the whole book of 1 John, and go through, and it's just going to give more assurance to your heart that, yes, I am a child of God.
Okay. Sure, thank you.
Okay, any other thoughts, questions? Are you guys following this stuff, or are your thoughts still back on salvation?
I think
sometimes I move forward, but you guys are still back here, so that's what I want to make sure. Are you, as we're going through Hebrews, is it helping? Are you hearing, or is your mind drifting or somewhere else?
Yeah, I think the issue on why we are going back to salvation, because I think the reason why I'm called to be a priest under Jesus Christ is for me to go and teach all nations. So I have to know how to tell other people about Jesus Christ. So that's why we are still like going back to salvation, because it's more important than to me myself. It's more important to know exactly how am I going to look as a shepherd. I'm not saying I am a shepherd, but as a shepherd, how am I going to look after those lost sheep? So it's important for me to know that this person needs Jesus Christ and this person needs the shepherd. So that's why you can see me going back to salvation. But I think we are...
But I think here's something that's important. I think a lot of times people still misunderstand salvation as an event.
Yeah, true.
Salvation is a person.
Yeah.
And you want to know him more. So there might be a wrong understanding here. Again, look at Paul. Go to Philippians chapter 3. So I'm just going to testify for me personally. This is for me personally. Philippians 3. Me personally. For years I was in churches that tried to, at the end of every service, tried to get you saved and give you the chance to get saved and accept Christ as your Savior. And they'd always put the pressure on you. If you could die tonight, there could be a car accident. If you were going to die, where are you going? And I don't know if the Spirit of the Lord was actually leading them to say those things. Maybe. But it might have actually been a spirit of fear leading them to say those things and put fear on
people.
Again, as I watch Jesus minister, I don't see him every time, you know, you could die tonight, are you ready? That's not really how he
taught.
So I was in those churches. And I prayed the sinner's prayer a million times. Now I might be exaggerating, but I prayed it. And I, God please, you know. But deep down in my heart, I still had doubts, and I never had assurance that I was a child of God. What gave me assurance was not trying to get myself saved, but it was actually through continuing in the scriptures, hearing more about the Lord, seeking him, seeking to be true to him and follow him. And something happened over time where God gave me a fuller revelation of Christ. And something changed. I believe I got born again. And the Spirit of God entered me. And God became my Father, and I began crying out to him as Father. And I wanted to do his will. And there's so many things that happen. And so even to this day, I don't sit here to try to prove that I'm saved. That's not my goal. My goal is I want to be true to him. I want to know him. I want to please him. And that was Paul's attitude. Philippians 3. Look at Paul.
Philippians
3. Look, Paul is saved. Paul has been serving God for years. Paul's in prison. But look at Paul's attitude. In verse 7 through 11. Or you could go 7 through 14. You go through all that. Just read that. Look at. He says, but what things were gained in me, I counted loss for Christ.
Asi izozo zvaiva pfuma kwandiri ndakati ndiko kurashikirwa hako nokuda kwa Kristu.
Yea, doubtless.
Wonozirokwazo.
And I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.
Ndinoti zvinhu zvose zvakarashikwa hazvo nokuda kwokunaka kwokuziva Kristu Jesu ishe wangu.
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things.
Wandakarashikirwa nezvinhu zvose nokuda kwake.
And do count them but dung.
Ndikazvidza marara kuti ndiwane Kristu.
That I may win Christ.
Kuti ndiwane Kristu.
And be found in him.
Ndiwane.
I want to be found in him, he's saying. Not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him. Look, Paul knows him, but he goes, I want to know him. And the power of his resurrection.
Nesimba rokumuka kwake.
Paul knows the power of his resurrection in part.
Paulo aiziva simba rokumuka.
But he wants to know it in full.
Asaida kuziva zvakazara.
And I want to know the fellowship of his sufferings.
Nokusongana naye pamatambudziko ake.
So man, I want to suffer with him.
Ari kuti ndoda kutambudzika pamwe chete naye.
I want to be made conformable unto his death.
Ndifanane naye pakufa kwake.
If by any means,
kuti zvimwe ndisvike,
I might attain to the resurrection of the dead.
Ndisvike pakumuka kwavakafa.
So man, I want to be worthy to be part of that resurrection.
Ari kuti ndoda
Verse 12, not as though I had already attained. Either were already perfect. But I follow after. If that I may apprehend, lay hold of. That for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind. And reaching forth into those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You see Paul's attitude. Paul's not like, hey, I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. Yeah, maybe I'll serve God. Maybe I won't. When it's convenient, I'll serve God. When things get tough, then I'm
going
to have to do my own thing for a little bit. It's not his attitude. Do you see the attitude of Paul? Is that your attitude? Is that your heart? See, the goal is not just to get saved, so that I can preach to others, so they can get saved. That's not the main thing. Those things are part of the picture. But I don't believe that's the main picture. The main picture is to come to Christ
so
you can be reconciled to God, so you can know him and worship him and be acceptable to him, and so that you can please him. To love him with all your heart, soul, mind and strength. Not just try to get saved so you can get others saved. But to love him with everything you are. Be true to him with everything you are. So you can worship him forever and ever. That's what this main thing is about. And in that, yes, God wants to use you to bring others to Christ. And he might use you to shepherd others in Christ. Not just so that they can get saved, but so that they can know him. That they can love him. That they can worship him. That they can please him. Does this make sense?
Ziru zirajekeri.
No, maybe. So I don't know. I don't know. What was your motive for coming to Christ? Do you love Christ? Do you know Christ? Do you want to please Him?
Changa chiri chinangwa chei pawai uya kuna Kristu. Waida kumushandira here, unomuda here, kana kuti waida kumufadza.
Or do you still just want to make sure your belly's full and
kana kuti ungoripo kuti uwane chokudya?
And your family's taken care of.
Kuti mhuri yako yawanirwa zvainoda.
I don't know, the Lord knows. He reaches your heart.
Marido anoziva ndo anosecha moyo wako.
So to learn more about Christ and grow in Christ.
Saka kudzidza zvizhinji nezvaKristu nekukura maari.
It's not like we're forgetting about salvation.
Hazvisikuita sekuti tiri kukanganwa nezveruponeso.
But He is salvation, so we're learning more about salvation.
Tiri kuda kudzidza, todzidza zvakawanda maringe nezveruponeso.
We might not be referring to the initial aspect of repentance.
Hatikwanisi kunongedzera chinangwa kana kuti kubasa rekutendeuka.
And maybe the initial moment of faith.
Kana nguva chayo yekutenda.
But as Pastor Lee said,
sekutaura kwaita Pastor Lee,
the goal is not just to have a one moment of faith, but it's to believe in Him and to keep believing in Him and to grow in that faith of Him. And faith comes by hearing.
Amen.
So questions, thoughts, comments?
And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. Men, the goal in evangelism is not to get a decision. We're not selling fire insurance.
Tiri kuzama kuunza munhu kune munhu.
So this is why it's not, we're not trying to promote, if you'll say the things that I say to you, back to me.
Hatisi kuzama kuti kana ukataura, kuudza munhu kuti kana ukataura manzwi andataura.
You say it again and again, there are three parts to the gospel.
Kuti pane zvikamu zvitatu kuevangeri.
And if you say it enough times, then they can repeat it back to you.
Kana ukazvitaura kwenguva yakareba ndichitaura uchiteera ndichitaura. Unozvitenda here izvi? Pane simba rinenge riripo. Woti handinozvitenda munhu, woti ndozvitenda. Wobvati hangatinamati. Tinofanira kubvisa masimba anenge aripo. Tinofanira kubvumidza Mweya Mutsvene kuti ashande. Asi zvavanotenda ndezvekuti kana paine kutenda kwezvokwadi, kutenda kunoporesa, hazvina kuoma kuti munhu aponeswe. Zvinooma chete nekuti vanhu vanozvikudza. Asi kana watenda muna Jesu Kristu, Mweya Mutsvene anouya mauri. Asi vanofunga kuti zviri kutaurwa na Brother Adam ndezvekuti kutenda ikoko na Kristu, unhu waKristu na Mweya Mutsvene anouya kune avo vakatenda muna Mwari. Hakusi kungonzwisisa kwedzidzo kana kwemafungiro edu kwekungoti hahungu ndizvozvo. Kuberekwa kutsva. Sezvakuri kuberekwa kutsva ikoko. Chiitiko. Chiitiko ichi hachisicho chakakosha, munhu ndiye anenge akakosha panguva iyoyo.
The focus after someone is converted should be the focus before someone is converted.
Saka chinangwa chedu isusu munhu asati aponeswa chinofanira kufanana pamunhu aponeswa. Chinofanira kunangana nemunhu anova Kristu. Vanofunga kuti tinoita basa rakanaka kana tikabuda tiri chikwata. Ngative pachokwadi kuti kushanda nemweya waMwari. Pane kuzama kukudza vanhu kuti vafunge kuti ivo vatenda muna Kristu. Vanhu havagamuchiri nhau iyi pavanoinzwa kekutanga. Hazvina kukosha kwavari kuti mutadzi uyu avaudze ivo kuti iye aponeswa. Hazvitori nabasa kwavari kuti vaudze vamwe vanhu wokuti anenge aponeswa. Ivhangeri yaIshe. Ivhangeri iri pamusoro paIshe here nemwanakomana wavo? Pamusoro pababa nemwanakomana wavo? Kana kuti iri pakutanga pamaringe nemunhu? Ndeye mwanakomana here kana kuti ndeye mutadzi ivhangeri? Havasi kuti tofanira kusarudza pakati pezviviri asi tikatadza kubudisa unhu hwaKristu. Patisingaparidzi Kristu pazvokwadi, vatadzi havasi kuzotendeuka. Amen.
Strong arm methods that want to take somebody for the first time, race them through a series of scriptures and get them to pray.
Hatisi kuzonge tichitarisira kuti titore munhu tomupa magwaro 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 tobva tatomuti ngaanamate atendeuke.
This is not what I've tried to teach.
Handizvo nzira yavaizama kudzidzisa nayo.
Amen. Man, the Lord knows, amen?
Yeah.
So that's why it's the closer we get to Him, the more we are in tune with His Spirit, the more effective we can work with Him in what He's working. He sees when somebody is ready to receive Christ.
Kana munhu agadzirira kugamuchira Kristu.
He sees when someone's not ready to receive Christ.
Anoona kana munhu asina kuzvipira kugamuchira Kristu.
And he still need to chip away at that stony heart a little bit more.
Anenge achida kugadzirisa dumbo risenge ringe risati ragadziriswa.
He sees when there's thorns in the heart.
Anoona kana paine minzwa mukati memoyo.
Those things need to be burned up by the fear of God.
Zvinhu izvozvo zvinofanira kubviswa nekuda kwekwa Mwari mbune.
So he knows.
Saka anoziva.
So the closer we are to Him,
saka kuswedera kwedu padyo naye,
prayerfully,
tichinyengetera,
the more effective we can be.
Tinova nesimba pakutsvaga mweya akarasa.
So, brother, can I try to relate this back to the material on the table? So, you were talking about how the Jews had such a difficult time accepting the Messiah in His weakness and in His suffering.
Yeah.
So, sometimes on this opposite end, the thing that we're maybe having a hard time is accepting the Messiah in His glory and His authority. Which is to say that you have to have both.
No.
Okay, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth
the Lord.
The who?
The Lord Jesus.
The Lord Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus is not just some kind of, he's a Savior.
Amen.
That's what Jesus means. It means Savior.
Amen.
He's the Lord Jesus.
That's right.
And so, we're believing on one who is both Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And if you leave off that Lord part, not properly represent Jesus Christ.
Et là.
His authority has to be submitted to.
Sure.
Which is why we were lost in our sin in the first place, because we were rebelling against his authority.
Amen. Yeah, one of the things in the book of Acts, when the apostles preached the gospel, multiple times, they preached that Jesus Christ is the judge, who's
going
to judge all men. And Peter says that's part of the gospel, that's part of what they were commanded to preach. Every time they preach Christ, they preach Him glorified and risen and ascended with all power. And so, repentance to the Lord,
saka kutende ukira kuna ishe,
coming to faith in the Lord,
kuya kuna ishe no kutenda,
wasn't just presented as you being saved from your sins,
wakanga kusingara budi iskuse kungwe tu waponis kwa kuva mochiri,
but it was a combination of this is your only hope for forgiveness, is Jesus Christ. And you need to come to Christ's side. I know they never said it, but it's kind of like this repentance and faith is like so that you can be forgiven and now you can be in the kingdom of God under Jesus Christ as Lord. There was very much an understanding of I'm transferring kingdoms. Just if you read the book of Acts carefully, it's I don't want to say it's that's not all, but I'm getting more of that.
That sense.
So people up front, they didn't have the idea of I'm just going to be washed of my sins so I don't have to face hell. They up front knew I'm bowing to a new Lord. And He's my only hope to forgive my sins and to let me inherit this kingdom. And when they were being baptized, they were saying, I'm dying in my old life. And I want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. I want to follow Him and be true to Him. He's the Messiah. He's the Lord. He's the Savior. He's the Judge. I'm gonna follow Him. Because baptism was always unto discipleship. When people got baptized, we're washing away the old, and we're going to follow. This is the truth of God right here. Which is why you never see people just getting saved and then doing what they want. When people came to Christ, they continued together. They continued in prayer. In the Word and in fellowship. They kind of became family. They broke bread together. And they were all united under Jesus Christ. Now we know practically, you know, people still have issues. When you come to Christ, it's not like all your issues are gone. And so there were many issues in the early churches. But Christ is gracious and Christ is compassionate.
As Christ une nyasha, uye une tsitsi.
And he through the apostles and through his men would teach. Teach people how to walk worthy of the Lord and do what was right and solve these problems.
Time's up.
7:38. Okay. Okay, I'll just make a few more points and then we'll wrap it up. So back in Hebrews 5,
verse 8.
This is quite a significant statement. Scripture says, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. It's quite a profound statement. I don't fully understand it. But it appears like this is an even greater level of obedience than just the obedience of a child or of a servant. Because clearly Christ was obedient to his father from the time he was born until... But at this point, when he's got to go to the cross, there's a greater level of obedience he has to learn. And it can only be learned by the things which he suffered. He's already the Son of God. His obedience didn't make him into the Son of God. Okay, so you get born again. You're a child of God. But you need to learn obedience. And there's the obedience as children that we have to learn. But there might also be a greater level of obedience. It seems like that all of us ultimately will also be called to through the things that we suffer. But this is a really big deal. Jesus' submission to death. You see it in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians 2, verse
6 through 8. Philippians 2, verse 6 through 8.
You can even read through 9. It's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Philippians 2. Verse 6. Iye kunyange akanga akafanana na Mwari, haana kuti kuyenzana na Mwari ndichinuchi. Alright, again, thanks. Iye kunyange akanga akafanana na Mwari, haana kuti kuyenzana na Mwari ndichinuchi nofanira kubatisiswa. Asi wakazvidurura iye akazviita muranda akafanana na vanhu. Asi akawanikwa nomufananidzo womunhu akazvininipisa akateerera kusvikira parufu irwo rufu rwomuchinjikwa. Verse 9. Saka Mwari wakamukudza zvikuru akamupa zita rinopfuura mazita ose.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
So our Lord himself,
saka Ishe wedu iye mbune,
came down to this earth,
vakauya panyika ino,
made himself of no reputation.
Vakazviita munhu asine maturo.
That's powerful.
Zvine simba.
You want to follow Christ?
Kana uchida kutevera Kristu,
lose your reputation.
Rasikirwa ne zvaunokoshesa.
Become nothing.
Iva munhu asina maturo, munhu asina chinhu.
That's what our Lord did.
Ndo zvakaitwa naIshe.
And he wasn't nothing. He's the creator.
Akanga asiri munhu nje, akanga atori musiki.
But if he made himself of no reputation,
asika nakasvika pakuzvidzikisira kuzviita munhu asina maturo,
took upon him the form of a servant,
akazviita kupfeka unhu wekunge mushandi,
how much more must we do the same?
Ko isusu venyama tingasvika pakuita chinhu ichi kusvika papi?
Because the truth is, we are of no reputation. If we think we are, we're just deceiving ourselves. And the truth is, as man, we are servants. That's part of being man. That's part of the inherent nature of a man. A man is a servant. But that humility, he went lower.
kuzvidzora uko akaenda akadzika kusvika pasi.
He humbled himself beyond that.
Akazvidzikisira.
And became obedient unto death.
Akateerera kusvikira parufu.
Not obedient to death.
Kwete kuteerera kurufu.
He didn't obey death.
Haana kuteerera rufu.
He was obedient unto death.
Aiteerera kusvika.
That means he obeyed his father.
Zoreva kuti akateerera baba vake.
Even to the point of death.
Kunyangwe kusvika parufu.
Amen.
Amen.
And that, so there was a level of obedience he had to learn through the sufferings of the cross so that he would be willing to be obedient even to death.
Saka pane chimwe chikero chaakasvika chekuteerera chakanyanya kudarikidza kusvika panguva yekuzofa.
And not just death.
Kwete kungosvika murufu chete.
Some of us say, oh yeah, I'll die for the Lord.
Vamwe vanoti, ini ndichafira Ishe.
Just make it quick.
Kasirai.
You know, like just a quick head chop or a gunshot, I'll die for the Lord, it's fine, just make it quick, you know.
Itai kuti zvikasire. Dai vane pfuti kana banga kana kutemwa musoro.
We're not submitted yet like Jesus.
Hatina kufanana na Jesus.
He was willing to die.
Iye wakanga akazvipira kufa.
But not just any death.
Kwete rufu nje.
The death of the cross.
Rufu rwemuchinjikwa.
He learned obedience. There's something significant there.
Teerera kudzidza kuteerera chimwe chinhu chakakosha.
Now if our Lord was willing to learn obedience, kana the things he suffered.
Kana Ishe wedu akadzidza kuteerera kubudikidza nezvinhu zvaakatambudzika nazvo.
How much more must we learn obedience?
Ko isu sevanhu tingadzidza kusvika papi kukuteerera?
Through the things we suffer.
Kubudikidza nezvinhu zvatinotambudzwa nazvo.
Amen.
Amen.
We won't look at all these scriptures, but just look at 1 Peter 4. This is a good scripture.
Yeah, that question.
1 Peter 4.
Chapter 4.
David said in Psalm 119. He said, it's been good for me that I've been afflicted. So that I might learn thy statutes. He said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now do I keep thy word or statutes? I don't remember
his name.
David realized it was good to suffer.
David
It taught him how to stay in the way and obey the Lord.
1
Peter
4.
Verse
1
and
2. Naizozo, Kristu zvakatambudzika panyama, nemiwo mushonge murangariro iwoyo, kuti munhu wakatambudzika panyama waregazvi, wakatambudzika panyama waregazvivi, kuti panguva yakasara panyama arege kurarama nokuchiwa kwavanhu asi nokuda kwaMwari.
Amen. So you need to have the same mind.
Saka unofanira kuva nemufungo mumwe chete.
You need to be ready to suffer.
Unofanira kugadzirira kutambudzika.
Embrace the sufferings.
Ugamuchira kutambudzika ikoko.
Because it helps you to stop sinning.
Nekuti zvinokubatsira kuregedza kutadza.
To stop living after your own lusts.
Kuregedza kurarama mukuchiva kwako kwenyama.
And to actually live for the will of God.
Worarama.
And I've seen it in my life. It's beautiful. It's not pleasant when you're going through it. But when you go through it, crying out to the Lord. Not whining and crying like the Israelites. Sufferings in and of themselves, they're not a guarantee to help you. It's only if you've been born again and you have the right heart towards God. But if you have, then sufferings are wonderful. They strip you of pride. They strip you of self-reliance. They purify of your lusts. So that you can actually serve the Lord and love Him and do His will.
Kuti ukwanise kushandira Mwari womuda woita kuda kwake.
Paul was extreme.
Pauro anoenderera.
And I'd like to get there. I'm not there yet.
Anoti handisati ndasvika kwasi ndichasvika.
I'm maybe a little bit closer than I was 3 years ago.
Ndanga ndasvika pamwe makore matatu apfuura.
But Paul realized how needful sufferings were and how much it allowed God to do so much more work in him.
As Paulo anoona kutambudzika kwake paanotendera Mwari kuti vaite basa guru maari.
That Paul actually rejoiced in his sufferings.
Paulo anozopembera nokurumbidza mukutambudzika kwake.
He was glorying in his sufferings.
Aiva nemufaro mukutambudzika kwake.
He like embraced suffering. He's like, bring it on. More sufferings, the more Christ is going to work through me.
Aitozvifarira kuti kutambudzika kwangu kwakanyanya ndokufara kwandichaita kuchita Kristu mukati.
Man, what if you had a group of guys right here?
Ngatiti tiri chikwata chevanhu takadai so.
You know, that really like took that mind.
Vanotora pfungwa iyoyo.
What kind of things could God do through you guys?
You know?
Now look, you don't want a bunch of soldiers who just want to go die. That's foolishness.
Okay?
But you also don't want a bunch of soldiers who are trying to do everything they can to avoid any pain or any suffering. You're not going to have much of an army. You want a good army. You need soldiers who can endure sufferings. Who can actually embrace those challenges and that pressure. And can push through together to accomplish the goal. To accomplish the mission. And what if we had that kind of spirit with Christ? You know? That'd be wonderful. Maybe the Lord can do it, eh? So he learned obedience to the things he suffered. Okay, and then back in Hebrews, verse 9, it says, and he was made perfect, being made perfect.
Wakaitwa. Verse 9.
He was made perfect.
Akati akwaniswa.
Again, he was made perfect through sufferings.
Akaita akwaniswa kubudikidza nokutambudzika.
Now, I'm not exactly sure what he means when he says in being made perfect. I'm not sure if he's talking about when he dies on the cross, says it's finished, and he gives up the ghost. He's been made perfect. Or if it's talking about his resurrection, when he was resurrected, glorified, transformed, resurrected body. I would tend to think it's talking about the resurrection. That's when he was made perfect.
Vaizofunga kuti pamwe parikutaurwa nezverumuko ndopaakaitwa akakwaniswa.
But either way, he was made perfect through sufferings.
Wakaitwa wakarurama kubudikidza nekutambudzika.
So again, Christ, it's not that he was sinless.
Kristu wakanga asina chivi.
But he wasn't made perfect. His mission wasn't complete. He didn't finish it. He didn't become everything he was supposed to be until he went through the sufferings of the cross.
Haana kuzadzisa chinangwa chakanga awira panyika kusvika azotambudzika pamuchinjikwa.
And so, something that's important to understand is we too are called to be made perfect.
Saka nesuwo zvakakosha kuti nesuwo tizive kuti takadanirwa kuti tive vakarurama.
Christ commanded his disciples to be perfect.
Kristu unoudza vadzidzi vake kuti vave vakakwaniswa.
Paul labored abundantly.
Paulo unoshanda zvakaomara.
So that every man could be presented perfect in Christ Jesus.
Kuti munhu wese aitwe vakakwaniswa pamberi paKristu Jesu.
The saints prayed one for another.
Vatendi vainamatira vainyengetererana.
That they would stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
Kuti vamire vakakwaniswa vachiita kuda kwaMwari.
It's only going to happen through sufferings.
Zvinoitika kubudikidza nekutambudzika.
If our captain was made perfect through suffering.
Kana Ishe wedu akaitwa vakarurama nokuda kwematambudziko.
Don't think you're going to find another way.
Usafunga kuti newe uchawana nzira yako yakasiyana neiyoyo.
But look at the reward.
Asi tarisai mubairo.
See, the sufferings are not eternal.
Tarirai kuti kutambudzika kusipo nekusingaperi.
The glory is eternal.
Kururama nouchene ndokuripo nekusingaperi.
The cross does not last forever.
Muchinjiko hauna kurarama nekusingaperi.
The resurrection lasts forever. Asi
rumuko ndiro rinorarama nekusingaperi.
So, being made perfect, look at what he became. He became the author of eternal salvation. Beautiful. The author of eternal salvation.
Muvambi wokuponeswa.
He is the author. He's the administrator. He's the one that you have to come to receive eternal salvation. He's the author.
Ndiye muvambi ndiye waunofana kunanga kwa ari kana uchida kugamchira chipiwa chokuponeswa.
Eternal salvation begins with him. He's the author.
Kuponeswa kunotanga pana Kristu ndiye
muvambi. That's why if you want to be saved, you have to come to Christ.
Ndosake kana uchida kuponeswa unofana kutanga kuuya kuna Kristu.
But according to this, who does he give eternal salvation to?
Asi kune maringene verse 9 akapa kunani kokuponeswa uko?
To all them that obey him. Okay? So there's scriptures that say that you're saved by believing in him. But then there's scriptures that talk about the like here, he's the author of eternal salvation to them that obey him. Jesus says those who do the will of the Father will inherit the kingdom. So, is it faith or is it obedience?
Saka kutenda here kana kuti kuteerera.
It's both. It's both. True faith in Christ out of a true heart.
Kutenda kwechokwadi muna Kristu zvichibva pasi pemoyo.
Is going to lead to obedience to Christ.
Zvichaita kuti uteerere muna Kristu.
In fact, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kutenda muna Ishe Jesu Kristu.
With all your heart.
Nemoyo wese.
That is obedience to God.
Ndiko kuteerera kuna Ishe.
What's the first command of God in the New Testament to all men?
Murairo wa mwari kune vanhu mu testamente itsande upi?
The first command is that all men everywhere would repent.
Murairo wekutanga ndiko kuti munhu pasirosi achatendeuka.
Turn from their idolatry, turn from their junk, whatever they're doing, turn back to the true and living God.
Siya izvose zvakaipa zvamunoita mudzokere kuna Mwari wechokwadi.
And when they turn back to the true and living God,
vavanodzoka kuna Ishe wechokwadi.
What does that God command them to do?
Mariano varaira kuitei.
To believe on the name of his son.
Kutenda muzita remwana.
So this is my beloved son.
Ati ndiye mwana komana wangu.
In whom I am well pleased.
We wandinofadzwa naye.
And then what is the command of God?
Murayiro waMwari ndeupi?
To the disciples, those who have chosen, they've believed in him, and now they're following him. What's the command of God? This is my beloved son.
Anoti uyu mwana komana wangu.
Hear him.
Teererai.
Listen to him, obey him. And then we know what Jesus taught. Now he taught many things. We should be subject to those things. But in the end, all of his teaching can pretty much be summed up as loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength and loving one another. So he's the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. The scripture talks about those who are disobedient, they stumble at the word. You must come with a heart to obey him. Because he is the high priest. Called by God. After the order of Melchizedek. Okay, so I wanted to get through 5 and 6, but that's all we made it through. So let me just quickly, the end of chapter
5.
Paul just says, I wanted to reveal so much more to you about Christ, but you're dull of hearing. He's going, you guys should be teachers by now. But you still need the basics. You guys should be ready for strong meat. Remember, Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of my Father and to finish his work. Because you should be ready for strong meat. But you still need milk.
asi kudya nyama yakasimba asi chirungoda mukaka.
You're unskillful in the word of righteousness.
Munenge musina zvisisa nekudzidza basa ramuraishe.
That's the sad condition of the Hebrews.
Ndo chimiro chaka chinosuwisa chakanga chiri pavaHebrew.
But despite that, in chapter 6 he wants them to go on to perfection.
Chapter 6 arikuvarangaridza kuti vaenderere mberi mukururama.
He's saying we've laid the foundation.
Ano takaisa waro.
Repentance is first.
Kutendeuka.
Faith is second.
Kutenda.
Understanding the baptisms is third.
Kunzwisisa rubhabhatidzo.
Laying on of hands, fourth.
Kuisa maoko pamusoro.
Fifth, resurrection of the dead.
Rumuko rwevakafa.
Sixth, eternal judgment.
Kutongwa.
These are the basic principles.
Izvi zvinhu zvakakosha.
So I've laid this. Let's move forward.
Ngatiende takazvitaura.
Let's move forward. If God will let us, let's move forward.
Kana Mwari vakatibvumidza vakatitungamira.
God wants us to be made perfect.
Mwari vanoda kuti tive takaponi takarurama. Ngatiende mberi.
If we're not ready to move forward, let's lay those foundations solid and sure.
Kana tisati tagadzirira kuenda mberi ngati tokerere tidzidze izvozvo.
But there's more to Christianity than just knowing those truths.
Asi zvapane zvakawanda kuchikristu pane kungodzidza zvekazvo.
We got to press forward.
Tinofanira kuramba tichienda mberi.
So he gives the warning of those who fall away.
Saka panopiwa yambiro kune avo vanodzoka kumashure.
It says it's impossible to renew them to repentance.
Zvinonzi hazvibviri kuti vaende mukutendeuka.
And he gives an illustration.
Popiwa mienzaniso iripo.
And in the illustration he's not showing someone who was saved and then lost their salvation.
Mienzaniso iripo hausikuradza kwemunhu anga akamboponeswa akazorasikirwa.
He's showing the earth that brings forth good fruits.
Parikubudiswa mienzaniso weivhu riri kubudisa zvibereko zvakanaka.
That's the proof of the blessing and salvation of God.
Ndiyo chokwadi nechiratidzo chekuzvikomborero zvaishe.
Versus the earth that brings forth thorns and briars.
Zvichipikisana neivhu rinounza minzwa.
And that one's cursed, it's going to be burned.
Izvi zvakatukwa zvichaparadzwa nomoto.
They're both receiving the same rain.
Mvura irikusara ivhu iri kunaiwa nemvura yakafanana.
You could have two people sitting here.
Unokwanisa kuva nevanhu vaviri vakatogara muno.
Both hearing the same word of God.
Vachinzwa shoko rimwe raMwari.
And one it's going to bless and bring forth fruit to God.
Mumwe achakomborerwa achibereka zvibereko zvaMwari.
And one's going to eventually walk away and speak evil of God and speak evil of the Bible.
Mumwe achafamba achitaura zvisizvo maringe neshoko raMwari.
So it's not that one was saved and got lost. He's just saying it was proof they never had the salvation.
Saka pasi kunzi munhu yakamboponeswa akazorasikirwa neruponeso asi munhu yaana kutombobvira aponeswa.
So Paul's going to say, no, but we're persuaded that you guys, you have the salvation. You have the things that accompany salvation.
Paulo ari kuti isu tine gwinyiso rekuti zveshuwa imimi makapiwa Kristu.
And he's just going to bless them and exhort them.
Anovasimudzira nekuvakomborera.
To be diligent.
Kuti varambe vakatsunga.
To the full assurance of hope to the end.
Kusvika pamagumo.
To not be slothful,
kuti vasadzokera kumashure,
but to follow those who followed Christ through faith and patience.
Asi kutevera avo vanotevera Kristu mumoyo murefu.
And he's going to point back to Abraham as a great type.
Acharatidzira kuna Abraham semuenzaniso.
Of someone who received a promise from God.
Semunhu akagamuchidzwa vimbiso kubva kuna Mwari.
But patiently endured.
Kubudikidza nekutsungirira nemoyo murefu.
Until he received the promise.
Kusvika agamuchira vimbiso.
And he's going to exhort us to do, the Hebrews to do the same.
Ari kurusimudzira vaHebheru kuti vaite zvimwe chete.
And he's just going to prove that we have something even greater than Abraham.
Achabudisa kuti tine chimwe chinhu chikuriri chakakura kudarika chaAbraham.
What we have in Christ is strong consolation.
Tine isusu chatakapiwa naKristu.
And he's entered into the veil.
Uye iye akapinda mu.
And he is our hope. Our hope needs to be in him.
Iye ndiye tariro yedu.
And that hope is an anchor for our soul.
Tariro yedu ndo chisimbiso chemweya yedu.
So even though I might not be in the veil just yet fully,
ndogona kunge ndisati ndapinda pari zvino,
if I put my faith in Christ,
kana ndakaisa kutenda kwangu muna Kristu,
I'm anchored to Christ.
Ndakasimbiswa pana Kristu.
And that anchors in the veil with Christ.
Ndakapindawo inini pamwe chete naKristu.
And I just need to keep patiently following and trusting.
Ndinofanira kuramba ndichitenda nekutevera maari.
And one day he's going to bring me up in there with him.
Iye achanditora achienda neni kwaari.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.